rights and privileges over their children is a mitzvah of kibbutz. Okay. Does that mean that the parents, it's a din bein adam l'chaver, the parents have rights over their children? The father has right to sell a daughter as an amahiriya. That's halacha that we learned before. The father has the right to marry her off. He has rights and privileges. aside from the right that the father has to sell a daughter as an amahiriya, aside from the right the father has to sell to be mekadesh the daughter.
Could he make him like a slave and tell him to do everything that he wants?
We're going to have to learn the Gemara about kibbutz. The Gemara is going to say what's kibbutz and kibbutz beizamara. To what extent are they mechuyev? Yeah, we'll have to learn the Gemara. That's a shaila. Kibbutz is that a din bein adam l'chaver? That's a shibud. That the children have a shibud to their parents. The Minhas Chinuch raises that question on Aseres Hadibros and Parshas Yisrael. Whether kibbutz yeim is bein adam l'chaver, bein adam l'makom, the ma'anav kamina. Whenever a person violates an avera that's bein adam, whenever a person does any avera, he wants to do tshuva, so he has to shape up and do tshuva. But if the avera was bein adam l'chaver, first he has to be mefayis chavero. Then after being mefayis chavero, then he can negotiate with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then he can ask for mechila. But before he's mefayis his chavero, he's choyvel l'mazik, that's bein adam l'chaver. So what if a person violated kibbutz yeim? In a way, he just ignored. He gets married and he moves away, and he just, as if the parents are dead. He doesn't have, like all the other people in the community, he doesn't have any shackles. He moved away, and he doesn't have any shackles. Not that he's mevazah the parents. Mevazah the parents, that's like me mevazah the next son. So, of course, that's been on l'chaveira. But if he didn't do anything negative to the parents, just didn't do kibbutz aviyeh. He didn't. He gets married and he moves away, and he doesn't have any shackles at all. So that's the dion of the Minchas Chinuch. Shaila is if it ever occurs to him to do tshuva, usually they won't do tshuva. If it ever occurs to him to do tshuva, does he have to ask mechila from the parents? Is it ben adam l'chavero or is it only ben adam l'makom? Why should it be ben adam l'makom? Why should it be ben adam l'chavero? We owe a debt of gratitude to our parents. And what if the parents were miserable parents? Still, they tried to get me to be a bal avera. And I'm fighting them every step of the way. So still, we owe a debt of gratitude to the parents that they brought us into the world. Okay? or maybe it's really not ben adam l'chaver. Maybe it's ben adam l'makom. As the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Gemara later, it says, Shlosh yishutfim yesh ba'adam, avivim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invisible. So he says, if you'll be mechabed your parents, I will consider it as if you're mechabed me. If you be mezalzal and they're covered, I consider it as if you're mezalzal on my kavod. So maybe really it's an indirect way of showing kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the shaila that the Minchas Chinuch has. When a person does tshuva, having violated kibbutz aviyeh, does he have to ask mechila from the parents? Is it necessary to ask mechila? Means if he wasn't mevazah them, if he was mevazah them, that's like a neighbor. So if you're mevazah neighbor, also you have to ask mechila. The Maharamshik has such a tshuva, interesting. He discusses the same shayla. He discusses the following case. The parents had a fight with their children. Let's say the child is married and they had a fight and they're not talking to each other. And the father tells his son, I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear from you. I'm moichel ol kibbutz miyata bad oilam. Goodbye. Go live on your own. Go get married. Do whatever you want. I'm moichel ol kibbutz. Yeah, at that time the father is Lamazogin 50 years old. And then another 30 years go by and now the father is 80 years old. So now the father could use a little help. 40 years go by, he's 90 years old, so he needs a little help. So he has to call his son, he asks him, can you help me out? Can you go shopping for making it? And the son says, you're Michael. If I owe you $1,000 and you're Michael the money, and then a year later you decide you want the money back, so I say, you were Michael, you were Michael. So the Maharamshik discusses the din is that the father can be moichel on kibbutz aviyeh. But is that because it's a shibud ben adam l'chaveiro? So just like if I owe you money and you're moichel, so the mechila is chal. So you can't ask later on, I changed my mind. If I found you a moichel, you're moichel. Or maybe I should say, no, maybe the father is not really the balabas to be moichel. Maybe it's not ben adam l'chaveiro. It's not that there's a shibud to the parents. It's really been adam l'makom. So what right do the parents have at all to be moichel in the first place? So that's a loshen that a melitza that people say, Ritzon shel adam zehu kvodo. The way to be mechabed a person is whatever he would like. Like my father was old, so I used to visit him. So I used to ask him sometimes, would you like me to make him a cup of coffee? So he said, I'm not an invalid. I don't need any help. So to help, I asked my father, when do you want him to help me put on your shoes? So he said, he's not an invalid. He wants to do it on his own. Sometimes servicing the parents is not that he's moichal on the kavod. The definition of kavod is whatever assistance they would appreciate. If they don't appreciate it, it is not. So if that's the nature of the word, that parents can be moichal and keep it off, not because they're the balabatim, not because it's a shibud ben ad machaver and they're the balim to be moichal, but rather because v'tzono shel adam zohu kvodo. So that's for the first 30 years after the parents didn't get along with the son. But then when the father's already reaches the age of 85 and he'd like to have a little help, then the father can say, now I need a little help. He was never moichel in the first place. He didn't have the right to be moichel in the first. That's what the Mamshik discusses. The Mamshik brings a raya. He says, the Gemara says, mechabda mechaim, mechabda lachamos, nini kibirav even applies after the parents die. So he says, if it's a shibud ben al machaver, there's never any shibud into a dead person. So the fact that there's mechab de lachamoso, that's a question. The mechab de lachamoso, the chiyuv to show kavod to the parents, is that the raisa de rabban. So I think the Tveris HaSol HaMishnais wants to say that maybe it's only the rabban on this Mishnah. And others think, no, it's the raisa. But the Mamshik says it doesn't really make a difference, but it's the raisa de rabban. The fact that there is a din, a mechab de lachamoso, the dinim apply even after the parent dies, and it is clearly not a shibud ben adam lachaveira. There's no shibudim to a mei, so that's clearly ben adam lamakom. So at least there's an element of ben adam lamakom. So it may be that it's ben adam lachaveira also. Maybe the minchas chinuch is right that it's ben adam lachaveira, and you have to ask mechila if the son ever decides to be chayzeh b'tshuva, maybe he has to ask mechila also. But as long as he can prove that it's also been Adam Lamakam, then the parents are not the Balabatim to be Meichel. It's only because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Balam over here. So then it's only based on its own Shalodim Zalkvotah. So if the parents change their mind 30 years later, then the Din of Kibirav would pop back in again into existence. Yeah, so that's a question whether the... is it that the parents have rights and privileges? The father has rights and privileges over the daughter to sell her as an amoivri, and he gets the money, and to be mekadosha, and he gets the money also. When the father marries up with her, he gets the money. Father collects the oinus and mefata money. Okay, you see, the father has rights and privileges over the daughter. Question is, what's the nature of the kibud avim? That's also rights and privileges, that it's a shibud ben adam lachaveira. So that's the diyun that the Minchas Chinuch and the Maram Shik have. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a charifas. We usually say it on Parshas HaShavua. It has a harifas on the Pasuk when the Jewish people stayed in the cities. Moro, so it says, Sham Sam Lochok HaMishpo V'Sham Nisohu. So the Gemara points out that in Aseres Adir it says, Kabiris, in Vaischan, and it says, Kabiris Eichus Amecha, Kashet Tzivisicha. When was Kashet Tzivisicha? So some say in the Luchas Rishayna. So the Gemara says, no, the text was the same. Luchas Rishayna, Luchas Shnis, the text was the same. So it said Kashet Tzivisich in the Luchas Rishonis also. Or it maybe didn't say in the Luchas Shnias either. The Ramban HaChumash writes, the text that the Chumash gives in Yisro, Bo'ez Chanan, is the gist of what it said in Aseres Adiv. It says not necessarily verbatim. It could be that neither of them had Kashet Tzivisich. Could be that they both had Kashet Tzivisich. But there was no difference between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shnias. That's a Shabbat, there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma, Perek HaKoinis, about why does it say toiv in the Luchas Shnias and Hakam doesn't say toiv in the Luchas Rishonis? Where does it say toiv? By Kibud Aviyei. From all the Aseres Adibis, that's the only mitzvah where it says Laman Yivarecha Laman Yitav Loch. So it only says Yitav Loch by Kibud Aviyei to indicate the significance of the mitzvah. Someone just gave me a matana. There's a sefer Mea Shoarim, 100 chapters on. Most of it is on Kibud Aviyei by Rabbi Eliyahu Kapsali. He was in the 1500s, the late 1400s, 1500s. He was a rabbi in Kadia. Sfardi, yeah, for sure, Sfardi. But the Jews had to run away from Spain and Portugal, so they ran to Kadia. Kadia is the Yiddish name of an island off of, I think it's Crete, an island off of Greece. So he was a prominent figure during his lifetime. Now he's a forgotten person. But he made a lot of takanas, and he's a big Talmid Chacham. So this sefer was printed recently. So he discusses that the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Perek HaKoines. Then one of the Amoraim asked the other one, how come it only says Kitoiv in the Luchas Shniyos? So the answer is because the Luchas Rishonos were going to be broken. So the Baruch Shem didn't want to write the Man Yitav Loch. He didn't want to write Tov, because then when the Luchas will be broken, as if all the Hatova of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Jewish people will be broken. That's how the Gemara says. So the Amoira, when he asked him a question, how come it says Man Yitav Loch in the Luchas Shniyos and the Luchas Rishonos? So he says, instead of asking me how come it says it here, it doesn't say it there, why don't you ask me if it says it? So Tosis says, apparently the Amoraim didn't know Chumash. Didn't know Chumash. I mean, they knew Chumash like we know Chumash. He asked me. I don't remember what it says in the Seder Sadimah. They knew Chumash. Parshas Vaschana, Parshas Issa. They didn't know the Chumash by heart. That's a pella, because all they had was the Chumash. All they had was the Tanakh. We're busy. We're memorizing Mishnah Berurahs and Rambams. Yeah, we have so many other songs, so we're busy remembering other things. But all they had in writing was the Chumash. The Mishnahs weren't written down yet till the days of Ravina Ravashi. So how could they not know Chumash? That's what Tosis says on that Gemara. Not anymore. Apparently, the Amoraim didn't know the whole Chumash by heart. They didn't know. So others, I think, Rabbi Ruvim Margolius has an essay about this. So he says not that they didn't know Chumash. He quotes this Ramban. The Ramban discusses the Ibn Ezra. How come the Gemara only is worried about the conflict between Parshas Yisro and Parshas Vaeschanan, that one place it says Zach and one place it says Shamar? The Gemara answers, Zach b'Shamar v'dibur echad dema. Why aren't there other contradictions? There are other, not contradictions, other discrepancies between the text of the Eseres HaDibur as it appears in Vaeschanan, as it appears in Parshas Vaeschanan. Yisro. So that's what the Ibn Ezra raises that question. How come the Chazal are only worried about Zach of the Shema? Why aren't they worried about the other discrepancies? So the Ramban on Parshas Yisro quotes the question from the Ibn Ezra. He says he doesn't think that it's a good question. He says, we don't know what it said on the Aseres HaDibur. It could be that neither text is what it said. The Chumash, whenever it quotes Paro said, and Lovan said, and Yankov Avinu said, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's not a direct quotation verbatim. Paro didn't speak in Hebrew. He spoke in Egyptian language. So the Chumash just gives you the gist of what they said. So it could be that the text and the actual text on Aseres HaDibur is not what it says in Vaeschanan, not what it says in Yisro. Chumash just gives you the gist. But here there's a contradiction in the gist of what it said. Zohar is an essay and Shamar is a lois essay. Shamar Penveal is a lois essay. So that's a contradiction. What is the gist of that mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah's essay or a mitzvah's lois essay? Anyway, so the Pasuk says, Kashet Tzivisicha. So the Gemara, it says, by service of Dibra, says, Kabir Sadech, Kashet Tzivisicha. Gemara says, Bimora, that the mitzvah of Kibbut Aviyim was given Bimora before they arrived to Har Sinai. Mora is on the way, in the middle of the 49 days of Svira, marching towards Har Sinai. So where does it say that in the Chumash? It says, Sham Sam Lachok HaMishpot, Sham Niso. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in the Sugya of Bnei Noach, that the Bemara nitztavu ala dinim. Dinim were given. The whole Parshas Mishpatim was given in Mora, Koidim Atan Torah. So the Gemara asked, what do you mean, Bemara nitztavu ala dinim? But dinim is one of the Sheven Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So that existed before. So the Gemara says additional dinim. Dinim Knossos and other things, more details were given in Mora that weren't given to Bnei Noach before. So the Pasuk says, Sham Sam Lo Chok HaMishpat. So it sounds like dinim were given. Okay. Where do you see in the Pasuk Sham Sam L'Chok HaMishpat that it refers to Kibbut Aviyim? So Rabbi Yosef Engel has an essay on this topic. He wrote seven essays that are called Shev D'Nechemta. Shev D'Nechemta, the seven Haftaras after Tisha B'Av. You have Tlas de Paranusa, three Haftaras in the 3 weeks, there are three Shabbosim. So you have the Tlas de Paranusa, the three Haftaras about Puranus, that the Nevi'im say, B'Nevuah, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and the Jews are going to be sent into Gol, is going to be punished. Then you have the Shev de Nechemta, the seven Haftaras, after Tisha B'Av, until Rosh Hashanah. about the Nechama. So Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote Shev de Nechemta. He wrote seven essays as a Nechama after his mother passed away. So in memory of his mother, he wrote seven essays. And Agodah. In one of the essays, he talks about the nature of Kibbut Aviyim. This Shaila, whether it's Ben Adam Lamakam, Ben Adam Machaver. So he says, do we really owe a debt of gratitude to our parents for bringing us into this world? The Gemara says in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel that for 2.5 years there was a debate between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel whether it's Nach Lal Adam Shel Nivra or Nach Lal Adam Shelo Nivra. Would it have been better for man that he should not have been brought into the world because it's very easy to sin? So it's a big risk. There are 365 out there. It's only 248 mitzvahs essay. So it's easier to do an avera than to do a mitzvah. So maybe it would have been better. So that's what the Gemara says. After 2.5 years, the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel came to the conclusion, Noach lalo adam shaloi nivra, mishin nivra, would have been better if we would not have been brought into the world. Achshav shenivra, now that we were brought into the world, so you should be yifashvesh b'maisav, another version has it, yimashmesh b'maisav, we should all do tshuva, and we should all try to straighten out. We should try to make something out of our lives. So Taisa's comments, a little Taisa's there, not daf, and daf yigimel and erev, Taisa's comments, and this machlekes b'shamim b'sil, noach lalam shalai nivra shenivra. Taisa says the Gemara's machlekes between the b'shamim and b'sil is by an average person. He does mitzvahs, he does averas, so it's a risk. It would really have been better that we should not have been brought into the world. But if you're talking about unusual tzaddikim, that's noach lalam shenivra. All the big tzaddikim, they accomplished a lot during their lifetime. That's noach lalam shenivra. So that's why Yosef Engel suggests maybe that's the pshat. He said, Rashi and Chumash writes the Paraduma was given in Vara. They don't have any midrashim like that, but that's what Rashi writes. So everybody says, because it says, Sham sam lo chok o mishpot. So chok is la zos chukas ha-tayra, Paraduma maybe, and mishpot is dinim. And then there's another mitzvah that was given in Vara, that sometimes a chok and sometimes a mishpot. Chok and mishpot slash. Kibbut Aviyim. If you're a big tzaddik, Ashrei lov, Ashrei doro, Tosis used the loshen. So that is a mitzvah of Benadam Machaveiro. I owe a debt of gratitude to my parents. They brought me into this world, and that's I accomplished so much in this world. I owe a debt of gratitude to my parents. But an average person who doesn't accomplish so much says, Takanach la la shaloi nivra mishinivra. He should really sue his parents that they brought him into the world. What do you mean? He owes him a debt of gratitude. They did him an avla. He would have been safer if he would have not been brought into the world. So then it's only a chok. Then it's not so rad. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel's suggestion. Is kibbut aviyim ben adam lachaver, ben adam lamakom, depends who you are. If you're nobody special, then it's only a chok. Then it's ben adam lamakom. But if you're an unusual tzaddik, then it's a mishpat. Then it's a mishpat. He has a lot of Kabbalah. In the Shev Denechemte, he has a lot of Kabbalah. He has one whole sefer he wrote about why the Jews counted the Levana. All Kabbalah. No halacha at all. It's all Kabbalah. But this is halacha and Kabbalah all mixed in together. So that's a question. Do the parents, the mitzvah kibbut aviyim, are those the rights and the privileges that the parents have over the children? Is it really ben adam lachavero? Maybe both ben adam lamakom, ben adam lachavero, but is there an element of ben adam lachavero also? And maybe it's purely ben adam lamakom. Maybe there's no ben adam lachavero. That's the minchas chinuch stiyun. Has chinuch, the mamshik has the tshuva where he discusses the mechila. And Rabbi Yosef Engel has his twist. The charifas. Yeah, let's say a couple gets divorced and then the parents have a whole dispute about custody. Who has the rights? Which parent has the right to have the children? So the Gemara says in Ksubis that until the age of 6 the mother has all of the children, the boys and the girls, and after the age of 6 the boys go to the father and the girls go to the mother. But then there are exceptions to the rule. Then there are exceptions to the rule. So the Beis Shmuel writes in Ebenezer, basically, what is the rule? The rule is, like in secular court today, the rule is the parents have no right over the children. Whatever is in the best interest of the children, that's what it is. So the Chazal established, till the age of 6, they need a mother. So the mother should raise the children till 6. And after 6, under normal circumstances, it's better that the boy should be by the father, the girl should be by the mother, unless you have some reason that it shouldn't be so. Years ago, there was a whole din Torah. This stolen a Rebbe got stolen a Rebbe's. I forgot the whole story. Someone from the stolen got divorced. So the shaila was, before the child was 6 years old. So the father and the mother was going to live in a different part of the world. They weren't going to live in the same city. So I think the Magen Mishnah says, in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Magen Mishnah, before the age of six, if the father and the mother live in the same city and they agree about the chinuch habanim, so then all the children go to the mother before the age of six. And after six, then the boys go to the father. What if they're going to live in different parts of the world? And the father is a chassidish rebbe and he wants his child to become the next chassidish rebbe. So he wants to give his child a special chinuch. So then, even before the age of six, the son goes to the father. They had a whole dinner. They went to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein had a paskin also about the Yeruke, about the six-year-old boy, whether he should become Rebbe. What did Rav Moshe know about Rebbe's? He had a paskin about the six-year-old kid. He paskin that he became Rebbe. Okay. Had Ruach HaKodesh on that one that he didn't get from the Gemara. Okay. So really, that's not about custody. People have the attitude. People get to us. They have the attitude. Which parent has the right to have the children? Not who has the right, neither has the right to have the children. Who has the obligation to raise the children? What is in the best interest of the child? That's what the secular court today will appoint a psychologist to interview the children to ascertain what's in the best interest of the children. Kol mitzvah sesa shazman groma, women are potter. Mitzvah loy sesa, even zman groma, noshim achayiv. Yeah, what's a loisah say? Malacha on Shabbos. Women are not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Kiddush should have been a mitzvah says in Shazman Grama. But the Gemara says, because Zoch v'shama b'di b'recha nemru, so it has the status like a hekesh. A hekesh is if you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, we assume that there's a connection. Here you had not two dinim written in the same pasuk, one the first half of the pasuk, one the second half of the pasuk. But the mamish nemru b'di b'recha mashena pei chole ledaber v'lo hozin yichole l'shmoya. Kadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed both Bevasach as Mamish, because of this apparent contradiction between the text of the Aseres HaDibros and Yisro and Boaz Chanan. So the Gemara has a tradition, Zoch V'Sham Dibrech HaNemru. So that certainly has a din like a Hekush, of course, Yesh Nemeshamar, Yesh Nemezocha. So Kiddush is an exception to the rule that even though it's a mitzvah, Sesesh Azman Grama, Noshim Achai, what are some other exceptions to the rule? So the Gemara Mesochim has that matzah is an exception to the rule, because that's a hekesh. It says 7 days you shouldn't eat chametz and you should eat matzah. So not eating chametz is a loises shazman grom. So we menamuchi have to observe a loises shazman grom. So even the mitzvah of matzah says mitzvah shazman grom. No shemachai because kol sheyesh lebal tochel chametz yesh lebikum mechal matzah. So matzah is an exception to the rule and kiddush is an exception to the rule. What else? Where is there a pasuk with that? These are drushes. Where is there the favorite pasuk that there's a zman groma that women are mechuyev? So that's hakel. Hakel is anoshim ataf. Everybody has to come. So hakel is also an exception. That's beferish in the pasuk. Hakel is an exception to the rule. What about simchas yontif? Samachta ato vincha vitecha abda mosvam techa vigecha shem sharecha. Almana vayosam says almana and says bitcha vitecha. So it says the daughters also said that's a machloikis in Chagiga in the first pair. Machloikis in Kiddushin also the same machloikis. Is it Isha Baila Misamcha, the husband, only the men are mechuyev in Simcha. The women are not mechuyev in Simcha. Simcha is really a mitzvah sesa shazman grom. But part of the man's chiyev Simcha is to be in Samech. Isha Baila Misamcha, the husband has a chiyev to give his wife Shalmei Simcha. Husband has a chiyev to give his daughters, the husband. The men have a chiyev to give the almanas. But it's not that the women, the almana and the wife and the daughter are mechuyev on their own. They're not mechuyev. Part of achiyev simcha is to be mesameach acherim. So that's a machloikis in the Gemara, and that's a machloikis the Rambam and the Ravid and Ilchas Chagiga, when a nash mechayob is besimcha or not. How many mitzvahs says the Shazman Grama other that the women are potter from? We gave the exceptions to the rule. Hakel is a pasuk, women are mechuyev, even though it's man grama, and matz is a drasha, and kiddush is a drasha. Yeah, we have exceptions on mitzvahs derabbanan. We have here. We say that women are mechuyev in their Chanukah and in Mikra Megillah and Haseba and Arbekos, even though all four are man grama. That's how Tosis interprets the Gemara. The women should have been potter from all four, because it's really mitzvah shana as magrama. Tosfos holds that the rule, kol mitzvah has magrama, noshim pturis, applies equally to mitzvahs deraisa and to mitzvahs derabanan. Rashi and Brachas holds not so. Rashi and Brachas Davchov disagrees. Holds that the rule only applies to mitzvahs deraisa. It's learned that from a pasuk. Doesn't apply to mitzvahs derabanan. The Mishnah says there in Brachas Davchov, women are mechuyif to daven. So the Gemara says, yeah, what's the chiddush? Why should they be mechuyif? So the way it said it, the old girsa was, ma'ud the tema, one might have thought, since there's a zman for shachris and a separate zman for mincha and a separate zman for ma'ariv, so I would have thought that all of tefillahs and mitzvahs says to shazman groma. So women should be potter. So kamash malan, despite the fact that it's a zman groma, women are mechuyif because tefillah rachmei ninu, and the women need bakoshes sarachim as well. So Rashi crosses out the girsa in the Gemara, because that rule, tefillah is only the Rabbanan. The Gemara says all over, tefillah is only the Rabbanan. So Rashi holds that the rule, mitzvah shma grama, noshim turis, only applies to mitzvahs deraisa. The rule doesn't apply. There is no rule on mitzvahs Rabbanan. Each mitzvah Rabbanan depends how they instituted. And Tosa disagrees with Rashi, and Tosa says, not true. The rule called the tikkun Rabbanan came deraisa tikkun. The rule applies even to mitzvahs Rabbanan. And the girsa is correct. Ma'u de tema, one would have thought that women are potter from davening, because shachris, mincha, ma'ariv, and musaf, everything is as man grama. Kamash malon, that tefillah rachmei ninu. And that's the shayla. Tefillah rachmei ninu, rachmei means bakoshas tarochim. So that Tosis claims that that doesn't apply to musaf. The Gemara says that there's a concept. Gemara says in brachas, in perek tefillah sashachar, that there's a concept of tefillah tashlumin. If a person forgot to daven mincha, he davens ma'ariv twice. He davens the second shmanesh, tashlumin. Mara says, one might have thought of a yoma bottle karbona because the tefillahs are connected to midim tiknum. The chacham were misakin connected to the karbonas. And there's a cloud by karbonas of a yoma bottle karbonas. One would have thought you can't make tashlumin. Tashlumin, if you forgot shachris, you can make tashlumin mincha on the same day. But for mincha to marv, from one day to the other, one might have thought there's no tashlumin. So kamash malon, there is tashlumin because tefillah rachminin. Bakoshin sarochim, so we're not so makbid about the zman. He could even daven a tashlumin, even of a yom a bottle of korbanim. So Tosis writes a chiddush that this doesn't apply to tefillos musaf. Even though musaf we say also bakoshin sarochim, okay, we have a seinu. Say menuchasenu kadoshedim tzarsech v'sechakenim tzarsech. He also has bakoshes, because the bracha emtzoyis has to have bakoshin sarochim. You can't just say v'mtechatoinu galila miatzenu. And we wish we would be there to be able to bring karbanos. We ask the Baruch Shalom should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. We ask Bakosh and Tzorachim over there also. The Tosfos says, even though there is Bakosh and Tzorachim and Musav also, but you can't really say that Musav is Rachmei. Musav is only on a Shalma farm, so same. That's what Tosfos says. So that's what led the Mishnah Brura to Paskan like the Tzlach. The Tzlach is the Sefer written by the Nari Behuda on Brachas, and if you want the Masechtas, mainly on Brachas and on Beitzah. So the Tzlach has the Chiddush that women are not Mechuyif to daven Musaf. Women are Mechuyif to daven Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, and Nila. That's Rachmei Ninu. That's the Girsa that Tosis restored in the Gemara that Rashi crossed out. I would have thought that women are not Mechuyif in davening because it's a Zman Grama. Kamash Malon, despite the fact that it's a Zman Grama, because Rachmi, but this argument that Rachmi doesn't apply to Musaf. That's the suggestion in Mishnah Brura Paskin like that, based on the Tzlach. The women aren't Mechuyif to daven Musaf. Others point out that the davening Musaf is based on the Shalma form Swaseinu, and the women weren't Mechuyif to pay Machtzis HaShekel money, to participate in the bringing of Karbon HaSip. If a woman has a baby, or she's Machal Shabbos B'Shegi, has to bring Achatos, she has to bring Karbon Yoledes. Women are Mechuyif in Karbonos like men also, but in Karbonos Tzibur, the women are not Mechuyif to participate to give Machtzis HaShekel, only the men. Mishnah says in Shkalim, if a woman volunteers, she might say that Tzibur Yafa Yafa, it's good. Machtzis HaShekel, that's a Chiddush. Machtzis HaShekel is not a charitable fund that takes donations. If a goy donates the Machtzis HaShekel, you can't accept. If a Jew already gave his Machtzis HaShekel, he wants to give extra. Says, Hoshel Ayarba. No one's allowed to give more than he's Mechuyif to give. So Machtzis HaShekel is not Hegdish. Berek Abai is a Hegdish Kachim Mizbech that can take donations. Those corporations can take donations. Machtzis HaShekel can't accept any donations. So if a woman, that's a chiddush, if a woman wants to donate machzah shekel, she's yotzeh the mitzvah machzah shekel is an ena mitzvah v'yotzeh. But basically, she has the kedushas Yisrael. Like the Rabbeinu Tam says that the woman can say the bracha shekedushanu b'mitzvah ala tilas lulav. How can you say that? But it's not true. It's not b'tzibonu. The answer is the women have the same level of kedushas Yisrael as the men. And the kedushas Yisrael is to the extent that there are mitzvahs. Kedushanu b'mitzvah shetzvanu. Kedusha is not just an abstract concept. Kedusha is lamaisa. There's kedusha means you have chi of mitzvah. So the women were given the same level of kedusha. That's what Moshe Feinstein has in one of his shuvas. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told, because some of the Beis Yankov, Esagel of Bnei Yisrael, Beis Yankov are the women, Esagel of Bnei Yisrael are the men. So he said, Atem Tiuli, Mam Lechaz Koine, Begoy Kadosh. So he told the men and the women, they all have the same level of kedusha. You have the same level of kedusha means, Kishan Ibn Mitzvah Yisrael Tzivon, except that the women have a ptur. If they don't want it, they don't have to do the mitzvah says the Shas Magram. But if they do, it's not the same as a Nochri volunteering to do. A Nochri wants to volunteer. He can't say the bracha shekadoshan of the mitzvahs of tzivon on the tilos lulav. Wants to shake a lulav, okay, but he can't say a bracha. The kanaine, that's a question. The Rambam, that's Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that's a machloika. Is the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam's opinion is that the kanaine doesn't have a full kedushas Yisrael. He only has a partial kedushas Yisrael. With respect to the mitzvah says of shazman grabba, the kanaine is dina kenochri. He has no shaychas at all. And Tosfos seems to hold not so. Tosfos holds that the Eved Kenayni has a full Kedushas Yisrael, just like an Isha. The Rav Soloveitchik said, Shechap and Afkamina, can an Eved Kenayni say a bracha if he volunteers to shake a lulav? So the Rambam's opinion happens to be that even an Isha cannot say a bracha if she volunteers a mitzvah says the Shazma Grama. Because it's not true, it's not Vitzivana. But if you were to hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ashkenazim follow the Rabbeinu Tam, that women can volunteer to recite the bracha, because every word is true, Kiddushan Mitzvah V'Tzivanu, except that in addition to Kiddushan Mitzvah V'Tzivanu, there's another thing, Uftaranu. If we don't want to, we don't have to. But you don't have to mention that in the bracha. They just say, Kiddushan Mitzvah V'Tzivanu. So the shot is that one would have held like the Rabbeinu Tam, that women can recite the bracha on a Zman Grama. What would you say? Can an Eved Kenayni recite a bracha? So Tosfos says that yes. Tosfos says that Eved Kenayni, Tosfos in Gittin, Af Mem says that Eved Kenayni can also say a bracha. Rav Soloveitchik wanted to point out, if you'd hold like the Rabbeinu Tam by the women saying the bracha, and hold like the Rambam, that Eved Kenayni doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, so what chapan afkemin, we say, lo lo meisha, that just like women are not mechuyev in Zman Grama, Eved Kenayni is also not mechuyev in Mitzvah Sese, Shazman Grama, but it's not the same. The women are not mechuyev despite the fact that they have a full Kedushas Yisrael. If they don't want it, they don't have to observe the mitzvah says the Shazman Gram. But if they volunteer it, it's not like a Nochri volunteering. They have the Kedushas Yisrael that in principle should have been Mechayev them, but the Eved Kenayni, according to the Rambam's opinion, doesn't have the Kedushas Yisrael at all. The Gzer B'Shal Olam Meisha, according to the Rambam, is not exactly a full equation.
How do you know he doesn't have the Kedushas Yisrael?
The Rambam, Rav Chaim has in his sefer on the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Tefillah Shniyah, when an Eved Kenayni becomes free, is Menatora, needed Menatora. And he writes a Beferish that he quotes a Gemara Sanhedrin in the Nun, said the Rambam says the Eved Kenayni has a partial Kedushas Yisrael, but not a full Kedushas Yisrael. So if the Yodan is ever Meshachar him, then he has to have Tefillah Shniyah Menatora to be Mashlim in Kedushas Yisrael. And Tosfos, we don't have this Tosfos, but Rav Chaim quotes the Nebuki Yosef in Yevamot, quotes a Tosfos, who says that the Tefillah Shniyah is only needed mid the Rabbanim, and Atar there's no need for Tefillah. He has a full Kedushas Yisrael.
When we say Shalosh Yavid, and then we say Shalosh Isha, and then Shalosh Yavid, does that imply that there's two different levels of
Kedushah,
or
Tosfos? Either that, or that the Yavid is a lower level in society, yeah, one or the other. Rav Chaim is in the Sefer
Al
Rambam, yeah.
Which way?
I think it's in Hilchos Ishus. About Harei Mekudeshes Leilah Hashet Tishtachari. And Mekadosh Shivcha Knayin is Kodem She Nishtachari. So how many mitzvahs are there? So you say that there are four mitzvahs mid the Rabbanon, all four mid the Rabbanon, Hesebar, Bekoisis, Ner Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, mitzvahs mid the Rabbanon, that Tosfos interprets the Gemara. Why is it women are mechuyev because often hayvias on this? Rashi learns every mitzvah the rabbanon is up. There are no rules. All depends how the chachamim institute the din mid the rabbanon. So the Gemara says, Hafan Rabbi Yosanes, that's the reason why they decided women should be mechuyev. But there's no rule at all. Tosha says, no, the rule is women, the rule applies even to mitzvahs midirabbanan. The women are not mechuyev in mitzvahs midirabbanan, if it's man grama. And these four are exceptions to the rule because Hafan Rabbi Yosanes. Tosha tainis against Rashi. How can Rashi say that on mitzvahs midirabbanan the rule doesn't apply? There's a beferish Gemara that if the wife is saying Hallel, the husband cannot be Yotze with Shemer Kohen because the women are not Mechuyev in Hallel on Yontif. Hallel is a mitzvah, says the Shas Magrama, and women are not Mechuyev. So Tosha says everybody knows that Hallel on Yontif is only the Rabbanon, and nonetheless, the Gemara is beferish that women are Potter. That's why the woman cannot be Yotze the husband because Mishen Mechuyev Bedover and Emotzi Asachem Bedechoy Vosom. So Rabbi Avval Soloveitchik has in his Sefer Masechet Sukkah, he deals with this. He says maybe Rashi holds like the Shitas Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag, the Ramban. The Rambam attacks the Bahag in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Why did he include reciting Halal in the minion of the Taryag Mitzvahs? Everybody knows that Halal on Yontav is only the Rabban, and there's no Halal Derais. So the Ramban comes to defend the Bahag. So he says maybe the Bahag thinks that Halal on Yontav is Derais. So where is there a Pasuk in Chumash? That there should be two levels of simcha. Simcha in a gashmi zdika way, achil ashtiyah, and simcha le bebasa b'yayin, and then simcha in a ruchmi zdika way. They recite halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban interprets the whole Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud based on that assumption, that the mechayiv of halal is simchas yontav. The Gemara asks, why don't you say halal on Shabbos? Gemara says, because not ikri moed. So that Ramban says, that's what it means. On a moed, there's a chiyiv simcha. On Shabbos there is no chiyuv simcha. Then the Gemara says Rosh Chodesh the ikri moed lema. Why don't we say halal on Rosh Chodesh? Because on Rosh Chodesh there is a chiyuv simcha. The Torah quotes from the Geonim that on Rosh Chodesh there is a chiyuv simcha. So the Gemara says that it's lo igdish basias malacha. So what does basias malacha have to do with halal? So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos explains what it means is that the whole relevance of the kedusha sayam of Rosh Chodesh is only in the Beis HaMikdash, to be Mechayim and Masofim. Lo Yigdash Vasiyas Malacha, it doesn't apply Chutz Le Beis HaMikdash. There's no significance to the Kedushas HaYoyim of Rosh Chodesh. Not Mechayim anything. Usually on a Yom Tov, you have a Chiyim Musafim. You have three Parshas in the Chumash. Parshas HaMoedim. You have Parshas Pinchas, and you have Parshas Emor, before Pinchas, and then you have Parshas Re'ei. So Parshas Pinchas talks about the Kedushas HaYoyim, that's relevant to Musafim. And Parshas Amor talks about the Kedushas Hayom, that's relevant to Yisim Malacha. And Parshas Re talks about the Mitzvahs Pratiyas. And Rosh Hashanah Yivlol Shofar, and Yom Kippur you fast, in Yisim Asnafshu Seichem, on Sukkot you sit in Sukkot, you shake a lulav, on Pesach you eat matzah, you have a Seder and so on, you have Mitzvahs Pratiyas. And on Rosh Chodesh, all you have, the whole significance of the Kedushas Hayom, is only in the Beis HaMikdash with respect to Musafim. So that's what the Ramban interprets in the Gemara. The whole Gemara in Echand of Yudam and Beis, the Gemara establishes which days do you say Halal, which days they not say Halal. One says Halal on Shabbos, one says Halal on Rosh Chodesh. So the Ramban interprets everything is based on this premise, that the Mechayiv to be said Halal is Min HaTorah, and the Mechayiv is Simchas Yontif. So that's a machlok is the Rambam and the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs, where the Halal on Yontif is the Reis of the Rabban. So Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik has in the little Sefer on Sukkah, that's the first Sefer they printed the year after Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik passed away, a thin little Sefer. So he says maybe that's the machlokes here, Rashi and Tosis. Tosis proves that Rashi is wrong, that the rule mitzvah says as Hazman Grama Noshem HaPater even applies to mitzvah the Rabbanu. Their proof is from Halal. Maybe Rashi holds a Halal on Yontav is Deraisa, like the Bahag. So that's what Rashi said. The rule only applies to mitzvahs deraisa. It doesn't apply to mitzvahs derabbanon. And Tosha thinks, no, halal on yontav is only the rabbanon, like the Rambam thought. And they have a riot. The fact that the women can't be moitzi the men, halal on yontav, it wouldn't apply shamei ha-koina. Mishenim b'chui b'dover, and moitzi ha-ra midecha yivosim. It's a Mishnah, the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah. Mishenim b'chui b'dover, and moitzi ha-ra midecha yivosim. So the women cannot recite halal to be moitzi the men on yontav because the women are not mechuyev. So Tosha holds halal on yontav is the rabban. So he proved that. Yeah. So how many? That's what we mentioned as you were walking in. That's a machlokes in the Gemara. It says machta ata avincha ovitecha avdecha v'amascha. So machta ata balei be'argel yosma almona shebi kebecha. So it says almona. It says bitecha. It says beisecha. So it says women. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. So some amaraymeps, the gives is strange. How's the difference? Abaye has a machlokes with Rabbi Yudah Hanasi. They didn't know each other. They didn't live in the same generation. Something wrong with the text of the Gemara over there. That's in the first paragraph in Chagig, and it's soon coming up over here also. Are women, do the psukim indicate that women are mukhayev in Simchas Yontif? Or perhaps women are not mukhayev in Simchas Yontif, but isha baila misamcha, the chelik of the husband's chi of simcha is, he should give shalmei simcha to his wife and to his daughters and to his the almana who lives in the neighborhood. So that's a machlokes halacha l'maisa, the Rambam and the Raivim. But shalmei inichlas chagiga, machlokes in the Gemara. Tanoim and Amaroim, Abai with Rebbe, with the Noshim Achayim and Simchas Yontif. So we said, what are the exceptions to the rule? So the Sukkot following Shnas HaShmita, so you have Hakel. So that says, but that's a mitzvah, says it's a man grama. That's Beferish and Chumash. Hakel is on Noshim and Noshim Atav. The women have to participate. The Gemara says, that's clearly an exception to the rule. Then Matzah is an exception to the rule. Kiddush is an exception to the rule. Yeah.
Why was it that the Chum never, in the Rabbanon, to be Mechayev in these mitzvahs, their rices? Otherwise, the Mechayev, let's say, mitzvahs their Rabbanon, for Kafi Chayev, but mitzvahs their rices, they're not even Mechayev, they're Rabbanon. I'm just saying, correct?
Correct. There are two different versions in Taisvis regarding a mitzvah deraisa, Shehazman Grama. Mitzvah says that Man Grama. But it's for the sake of Pisum and Nisa, would you be Mechayev women or not? So Tosfos asks the Kasha, why aren't women Mechayev and Matzah and Sukkah because Apen Haibios on this? So Rav Soloveitchik said from his father, based on the Chasam Sefer, that same Tshuva and the Chasam Sefer, that there's a difference between Pisum and Nisa and Zechel on this. Whenever the nature of the mitzvah is Lefarsemus on this, like Adlokas Neres Chanukah, Neres Halolo and Madlikim, we're demonstrating in Mikra Megillah. You tell the whole story. You read the whole Megillah, and Haseb and Abrakosis. You tell the whole Agoda. So there's Pisumi Nisa. So whenever there's Pisumi Nisa, then you say Apen Habiyosanes. But maybe by Matzah and by Sukkah, maybe it's only Zechelanes. Maybe it's not really Pisumi Nisa. But the Chasam Sofer has a true. I think the less true of Chelik Arachaim. Somebody asked him, why aren't we mechayev women to put on tefillin because Apen Habiyosanes? Because as Manti Atos Hashem Efichi Biyar Chazaka Tziach Hashem in Mitzrayim.
They were also taken out of Mitzrayim.
So the Chasam Sofer gives that answer. Chasam Sofer says that that tefillin is only zechelitzis mem. It's not pishtuminisa. There's no, when you see a person walking with tefillin, that's not the first thing that comes to mind. Ah, Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you open up the batim and you read the parsha, so then it says a few words about Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it can't be pesumin nis. That's basically what the Chasam Sofer says there. So in the middle of that, it's a very brief tshuva, just one paragraph. Usually the tshuva is a Chasam Sofer much longer. This is a very brief tshuva. So he points out that there are two versions in Tosfos. So Tosfos asks, why aren't women mechuyev in matzah? Because often high beis on this. What did the Gemara need a pasuk a hekish? Why don't they simply say, Avin Hoi B'Yosanes? The Tosfos in two different Mesichtas gives an answer slightly differently. In one place they write that the rule Avin Hoi B'Yosanes only applies on the level of the Rabbanon. It's not a svara on the level of the Raisa. And the Pasuk that's Mechayiv women in Matzah makes it that they Mechayiv Ben Atar. If you would have said Avin Hoi B'Yosanes, it would have only been a Chayiv the Rabbanon. But now that you have a hekish, kol sheyesh lebebal teichol chamiz yesh mekom mechal matzah, makes it that it's deraisa. The other tesis and the other mesichta words it differently, totally differently, that the rule only applies to a mitzvah derabbanon. It doesn't apply to a mitzvah deraisa at all. So the first hesber, it's a svara, not such a compelling svara. Whenever you have a svara, so the Gemara says, lama likros svara hu. Whenever you have something that's very mistaber, so the Gemara will say Lamali Cross. How many times does the Gemara say Lamali Cross Svaru? Not so no often. Gemara has by Amotzi Mechaber Olav Haraya and Bava Kama Daf Menavavam and Beis Lamali Cross Svaru. The Gemara has an Exubis in the second parak. Apesha Asa Apesha Hita Lamali Cross Svaru. You don't have it in other places. These are very compelling Svarus. Apesha Asa Apesha Hita and Amotzi Mechaber Olav Haraya, very compelling Svarus. Taisus, the Gemara often has When they're trying to explain something, you need to explain that it's a pasuk, or you can explain that it's a svara. So whenever it says that in the Gemara, they always write, look in the Tesis and Shavuos and the Abchav Deis. There's a little Tesis and Shavuos, but they ask Akasha, how can you say, if it's a svara, Zalamali Kro Svarahu. It's a svara, so you don't need a pasuk. So Tesis says, you only say, Lamali Kro Svarahu, if it's extremely compelling. But not so compelling, you could dingzach. So then you need a pasuk. So it's very rare. The Gemara only has in two places. Very rare that you're going to say something is a svara. So that's what Tosis says in one place. They say, "Afan Rabbi Asanes, it's not such a compelling svara to be mechayiv women in a mitzvah man grama on the level of the rabbanon, achiyav and the rabbanon, on the level of the right to say svara. It's a svara saying b'chayiv and atar, not such a compelling svara. So of course, bottom line, it's a mitzvah shas man grama, so women should be part. Yeah. So that's one version. But then the other version of Tosis says, no. Only applies to a mitzvah derabanan, doesn't apply to a mitzvah deraisa. Why should it make a difference? Well, it's a mitzvah deraisa, a mitzvah derabanan. That Tosfos doesn't explain. The other way to say that afen habiasanes only a svar on a level derabanan is not so compelling. Bottom line, it's still a mitzvah, says the Shazaman Gramma, that women should be putter. There's only a svar on the level of rabbanan, Mechaifa. To say the svar afen habiasanes only applies to mitzvahs derabanan, not to mitzvah deraisa, why is that? So the yeshivas, they say, based on the Maharal Prague, has an essay about this. In the Briska yeshivas, they say, because the Beis Halevi has an essay like this. Beis Halevi has a famous comment. Bavuzeh os Hashem li b'tzeis mi Mitzrayim. Bavuzeh os Hashem li b'tzeis mi Mitzrayim. Bavuzeh le'marta b'shel sheish matzmar merachum lefanecha. Isn't the pasuk backwards? It should say, Bavuzeh os Hashem li b'tzeis mi Mitzrayim. Ani oseh zeh. The son asks the father, "Ma habayda zaslachem?" The father says, "Yitzias Mitzrayim." Abadim ayinu vayitzias Hashem Mitzrayim. Babazeh, because of the matzah mara and the korban pesach, asa Hashem li. Because of these mitzvahs, that's why Hakadosh Baruch Hu took me out of Egypt. It's the reverse. Because Hashem took us out of Egypt, that's why He gave us the mitzvahs. So the Beis Halevi has this famous piece in the Sefer HaMidrash. Ma'amei Prague has the same. No, the mitzvahs and the Torah were there, the Gemara says, 2,000 years before the Torah was given. Before God created the world, the mitzvahs were there. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Beis Halevi interprets the psukim and Shir HaShirim, that it's springtime and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was in love with the Jewish people and he had to get them out of Egypt in order to hasten to do the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the psukim sound as if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam had a mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Mara that had to do with Zman Chavisenu, but it didn't correspond to anything in history. But these dinim of Pesach Matzah Mara that is connected with Zman Chavisenu existed Kodem Bria Soilu. So Rebbeinu Shel Olam had to hurry up, and he wanted Pesach to be Mechodesh Aviv. He had to hurry up and hasten the Yetzias Mitzrayim in order that the mitzvah should make sense. Not that the mitzvah was given after the historical event, and it's Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not at all Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. A mitzvah with the Rabbanim was instituted after some event in history occurred, and the mitzvah is a Zechel to that, Zechel Anes, Pesumin Nisa, Zechel Anes, whatever you're going to say. But mitzvah is Daraisa, you can't say at all that it's either Zechel Anes or Pesumin Nisa. The mitzvah is Daraisa existed before the history. And the Rabbanu Shel Olam rigged the history in order that the Baba Zeh Os Hashem Li B'Tzeis Mitzrayim, because he wanted to give a mitzvah Pesach Matzah Mara, so he hastened the Yetzias Mitzrayim.
That's not what we say like that. We say Pesach
So he interprets, that's what it means. The Pesach, the mitzvah Pesach was given to us. Koyde Matan Torah, the mitzvah was planned. There's going to be a mitzvah Pesach that's going to be connected with the Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it was there before the historical event occurred. So that's what the Nishivis say. Cancer Afan Rabbi Asanes on a mitzvah deraisa, because the mitzvahs deraisa are not zechalanes. It's not at all zechalanes. It's not at all zechalanes. The ness occurred in order that the mitzvah should fit in. Even before the history.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you can't say that the mitzvahs are zechalanes. Avraham Avinu brought a korban pesach, right? You can't say. So Nachum also, how many mitzvahs says the Shazban Grama are there that the women are potter from? You have lulav, sukkah, shofar, tefillin, tzitzis and machlekes in the Gemara. Risham also, do you say pratuk sus laila or not? So the Gemara has a machlekes, are women mechuyev to wear tzitzis. One of the Amorim made tzitzis The Gemara in Hatchela says one of the Amorai made tzitzis in his wife's bag. It's here also in Kedushin. He made tzitzis in his wife's bag because he didn't hold that ksus laila is potter. He held that yechayv ksus laila. So then tzitzis is not as magrama. So women are just mechayv as the men. So we pass in ksus laila is potter. So you have tzitzis, tefillah, nachamol. What else do you have? Tzitzis, tefillah, shofar, lulav, sukkah, matzah, de'am, chayv. I think the Rambam writes in one place in the Pirush HaMishnah, there are more exceptions to the rule than there are mitzvahs in the rule. How many exceptions were there? Hakel was one, and matzah and kiddush. What were the others? And simchas and machlekes, amaroim, machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid.
Tfila.
Well, tfila, most of the Rishonim who assume that tfila is only by the Rabbanan. The Rambam holds that tfila is the Raisa. So he holds that menatora, it's once a day, every day. So that's not as magrama. Every single day, you have to do whatever day it is. That's not called as magrama. Korban Pesach is a machlokes and daf tzadik in Psochim, right? Whether noshim berishim choyv and noshim berishim rishus. Whether women are mechuyev menatora to participate in Korban Pesach, or it's optional menatora, right? Because it really should have been. The pashtus is, it really should have been a mitzvah says shas magrama that noshim are potter, and the burden of proof should have been on the opinion who holds on noshim berish and chayva that women are mechuyev. You look in the Gemara, the one daf tzadik and besachim, the whole gist of the Gemara is faket. The Gemara assumes the pashtus is women should be mechuyev in Korban Pesach despite the fact that it's a magrama, and the burden of proof is on the opinion who holds that the women a pata. So the svasemis is akasha. The whole gist of the Gemara is backwards. The svarach ritzaina, what they call this. What would you have said if there's no pasuk one way or the other? Svarach ritzaina should have been that women are pata from Korban Pesach. So why is the Gemara presented as if the svarach ritzaina is at techai? So the svasemis has a suggestion, and he says maybe because Korban Pesach has kares. So since it has kares, he doesn't explain it this way, but the Pasha, whatever you have kores, that should indicate that you're not only dealing with a mitzvah essay, it's an iser essay. Sometimes you have a pasuk, let's see.
So,
the Rambam counts in the minyan mitzvahs, kol tzipa tahor tachelu. It's a mitzvah to have kosher chicken. Whenever you have a mitzvah, it doesn't say how often, so it's assumed once a day, every day. So a mitzvah in a Torah to have kosher chicken once a day, every day. No one holds like that. You can be a vegetarian. If you don't want to, you don't have to eat chicken at all. So what's the pshat? So the Ravid asks. The Ravid has asogas on the minyan mitzvahs. The Ravid says, maybe what he means is it's an iser asay. It can't mean that it's a kiyum asay. In other mitzvahs, he say there's a kiyum asay. He says, you should do a mitzvah, kiyum asay. Sometimes you have a pasuk is both an iser asay and a kiyum asay. like Tashbisu and Eret Pesach, probably both the Kiyum Esei and an Iser Esei. A Kiyum Esei to destroy the chametz that you have an Iser Esei, not to keep chametz in your possession. After Chatzos, there's both an Iser Esei and a Kiyum Esei. Kikach Yishisha Ubeolo. So that was Rav Soloveitchik's introductory shiur, the shiur Ptichat to Kiddushin. He spoke about Iser Esei, Kiyum Esei. So he said, the Rambam considers getting married a mitzvah saseh, mitzvah b'seisha b'ksuba b'kedushin. It's a kiyum essay. And then also there's a mashmah that there's an iser essay to be mezana with a girl. Shalo b'derech ishu, says ki kech ishisha b'olo, is an iser essay, not to be boiled in isha, b'li kedushin. So probably ki kech ishisha b'olo is both a kiyum essay and an iser essay. So sometimes it's unclear when any given pasuk is a kiyum essay, an iser essay, or both. So that's what Hasvar Nosen is, that if you have a mitzvah essay, and if you don't do the mitzvah essay, you have kares. He's punished with kares because he failed to fulfill the mitzvah. The pashtus is whenever you have kares, there are only two mitzvah essay we have kares, Pesach and Milah. That's the first mission increases. So by Pesach and Milah, that if you don't do the mitzvah, you have kares. So the pashtus is that in addition to being a kiyum essay, when you perform Milah, you say a bracha. And when you shech the Korban Pesach, you say a bracha. So it's a mitzvah essay. In addition to being a kiyum essay, it's also an iser essay. also implies an isres. Otherwise, it does make sense that there should be karis.
Is there karis for women that don't bring karis? So they have to do it. Is there karis if they don't do it?
Well, just a minute. So this is what the Sfasama says. Whenever you have a mitzvah sasesh as mangrama, but it has karis, so the Pashto says that if there's karis, that indicates that it's in addition to being a kim essay, it's an iser essay. Iser essay is just mangrama women amchui. How do you know that that's so? So Rebbe Kevege has a Gemara in Sukkah, the end of the second parak. The Gemara says that Tosefas Yom HaKippurim is an Iser Asay, and women are Mechuyif, even though it says, Ma'amau Detayma, women are Potter from Tosefas Yom HaKippurim. So Kamash Baman know that it's an Iser Asay. An Iser Asay, even though it says, Ma'grama, women are Mechuyif. Rebbe Kevege has about that. What about Tashbisu on Erev Pesach? Are women Muzer? Are women prohibited to violate the Iser of Tashbi, Iser Esa and Erpes? So he says, yeah, because that's an Iser Esa.
Only Tashbisu.
Right, an Erpes, but there's no Balyura, it's only Tashbisu. Rabbi Kevege says he thinks Tashbisu is an Iser Esa. So an Iser Esa, women are Mechuyim, just like a Kiyama Esa.
So it's connected to Balyura.
No, an Iser Esa is an Iser. Just like a loises is as magrama noshim amchuyev, so iser asay is also like a loises. The Gemara says lav habom mechalal asay, but we call an iser asay. The Gemara calls lav habom mechalal asay. So lav habom mechalal asay only means when you get to malchus, because in order to get malchus, it has to be dumi the lav de chasima. Dumi, so it's not dumi the lav de chasima. It's written below an iser asay. If it says hishama pen vial, that's the same as loises. Loi. Says loy sachsam shor b'dishin. That's the original pasuk that you get malchus. Because mechumish dvarim b'darshin smuchim. So the pasuk says when a person is established as a rasha, bezin established the person is a rasha. V'pil rasha v'kol l'fanik k'devi shalsa v'mispa, they give malchus. So who is considered a rasha? One who violates an avera. That's similar to loy sachsam shor b'dishin, because that's the next pasuk there in chumish dvarim. So in order to be similar to the Sachsim Shabbadish, it has to be similar in the nature of the Aveira. It has to be a Lav Sheesh Bamaisa, it shouldn't be a Lav Anita Kleese, and so on. It has to be similar to the Sachsim Shabbadish, the way it appears in the Chumash. It has to be written Loi, or Hishama Pen Vial. But if it's a Lav Abba Machlal Asay, then the Gemara calls it Asay. It doesn't mean it's an Asay. Really, it's a Lois Asay. But it's an Asay, Benegir to Malchus.
So, what's a woman's
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't look at Achrayim. Rabbi Kevege probably talks about it. I would assume if you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, one in the Reisha, one in the Sefer, it says you shouldn't eat chametz and you should eat matzah. So that's kol sheyeshem abal tachol chametz sheyeshem mikol mecham matzah. That's a hekesh. But if you have zachor shamer diberecha nemru, that's better than a hekesh. You have achbe amrishin tashbisu. You have one word, one phrase, and the phrase means two things. That there's a kiyum essay and an iser essay. The kiyum essay in the morning, an iser essay in the afternoon. I would have thought that should be better than a hekesh. Mamish on time. So if the women are muzer on the iser essay, because an iser essay shaz magrama, same as a lois essay shaz magrama, then the women should be muzer on the essay as well. Women should be mechuyim and tashbis.
Usually the women don't
bring chametz. Yeah. If they're shutvin, okay. So you don't need everybody to be there. What? No, the bimah don't have to be mevatel either, as long as one of them does it. So the family is taken care of. You have a lot of people in the family. As long as one adult takes care of it. You can't send the child before bar mitzvah to do the mitzvah. You have to have someone who's passed bar mitzvah.
Why is it Isra'asay? Because it's connected why is Tashbisu in Isra'asay? What makes because it's connected? It's Tashbisu in the morning, and the Isra'a goes to the promise down to in the afternoon. So
no, Tashbisu itself has both a Kiyum Esa and an Iser Esa. We assume the Kiyum Esa is in the morning and the Iser Esa is in the afternoon. Achilek, the Gemara says. Ach mi'amrish Tashbisu, Achilek. So Achilek, we split the day in half. So before Chatzais is the Zman of the Kiyum Esa, and after Chatzais is the Zman of the Iser Esa. So that's what, perhaps that's the reason why, that's what the Sfasama suggests. Maybe that's the reason why the Gemara Psochem Dav Tzadik starts off with the assumption that the Svarach Hitzana should have been that women should be Mechuyev in Korban Pesach, And the burden of proof is on the one who wants to say that women are potter from Korban Pesach. Why? Because Korban Pesach has Yesh Bokoris. So Yesh Bokoris indicates that there must be, in addition to the Kiyub essay, you say a brocha on HaKrov is Korban Pesach. It's a Kiyub HaMitzvah, it's also an Iser essay. So because it's an Iser essay, so that's Iser essay is like a Lois essay, Shaz Magrama, so women should have been Mechuyev in Korban Pesach. So the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTaray, well, the Noshim Barishon Chayva, the Noshim Barishon Rishusa. You wanted to know whether women have Koris if they don't bring Korban. If Noshim Barishon Rishus, if they're not obligated to bring Korban, you can't say that they're Chayv Koris. But if you hold Noshim Barishon Chayva, that's a weak pasuk. Noshim Barishon Chayva, so they're not Mechuyev in... Then they'll be mechuyev in karis also if they'll both bring. No, but b'sheni the Gemara assumes that it's only rishus. Sheni is only rishus.
So even if
Pesach rishon is a machlek is based on psukim and nashim rishon chayve rishus. But Pesach sheni the Gemara says nashim b'sheni is only rishus. Okay, so that's a further discussion. Okay.
Okay.
Right. The Rabbi Natam says that women are mechuyev in shalashudis and in lech mishnah because afen hay be'esanes. And Iran in Masechah Shabbos in Perek Kol Kisvei quotes the Rabbi Natam, and he says, what did he have to give that reason? Afen hay be'esanes. You should have said kol sheyeshna mishama yeshna mezocher. So the Iran bottom line agrees with the Rabbi Natam that noshim are mechuyev in shalashudis and lech mishnah. He just gives a different reason. That's why it's peladik. Shlomo Kliger has achieved a that how come by the Hasidim, he lived in Galicia, by the Hasidim the women didn't have shalashudas, the women were in the kitchen when the husband was saying Amalek, so the women never had lecha mishnah and never used to participate in shalashudas. How come? So he says, because Rabbi Natam gives one reason, and the Ran gives a different reason, so Rabbi Natam doesn't agree with the Ran, the Ran doesn't agree with Rabbi Natam, so he left with nothing. So therefore the women are put. So that's what Chacham Avadia writes. How did he wave a magic wand and do away with the din? Bottom line, they both said the same thing. Women are mechuyev in shalashudas and lechemishnah, the same as they went. Either Rabbi Natam's reason, because Afen Habi Asanes, or because the Ran says, Kol Sheyesh the Mishama, Yesh the Mizocha.
The Ness is the month.
The Ness was the month, yeah. Yeah. So I think the Rambam writes in one place in Pirush HaMishnayos, maybe it's here, I forgot about it. I think he writes, there are more exceptions to the rule, exceptions that women are mechuyev in mitzvahs deraisa, that is mangroma, than mitzvahs that the women are potter from. You got to check through to see how many mitzvahs are there that the women are mechuyev. There's mangroma and how many are that they're not mechuyev. Yeah.
No, sir. Considered mitzvahs
and mitzvahs. No, sir. Noser, not to leave over noisa, yeah. Is a love. Yeah. Then not to eat noisa is also a love. Yeah.
So women are mechuyev.
Yeah, that's a loisas. Loi says even is my grama noshem amechuyev. Only mitzvah says that shas my grama noshem apot. Yeah. And alav abba mechlal say that's Rabbi Kivega has the gemara. Rabbi Kivega is in Hilchos Birchos Hamazon. The shaila is about that's one. Yeah, the first tshuva. Tshuva is Rabbi Kivega is a very shvacha tshuva. We don't know why he put that first. The tshuvas years ago, the tshuvas were not printed in the other of the Shulchan Aruch. So you had to know the whole Sefer by heart. Now people publish other Shuvahs, they put it in the order of Arachayim, Yeridea, Chosh Mishpat, and so on. But Rebbe Kivega, the first Shuvah is they were benching, and the woman forgot to say Yalav Yavai on Yontif, or Ritzei on Shabbos, and so someone said, you have to bench over again. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the woman says her father was a very religious man. She remembers that they once forgot retain. The father said they don't have to bench over. Rabbi Kivega writes, your memory must be deceiving you. You made a mistake. It's not so. Yours truly, Rabbi Kivega. So that's what he writes at Chula. So then he has a long, in the Hashmatas, in the end, he has a long Haisofa on that. Oh, maybe her memory was, maybe she forgot. Maybe it was Yontif, not on Shabbos. Maybe on Yontif she forgot.
Going back from the Bible. What? She's saying about
his wife
married the daughter of
Chassam
Sofer. He wasn't the
Chassam Sofer's
daughter. He wasn't his
wife. No, Rabbi Kivega's. Chassam Sofer's second wife was the daughter of Rabbi Kivega. But this tshuva is not to the Chassam Sofer. This is to some ignorant balabas. It's a very strange. Why did he put that the first tshuva? It doesn't say anything. So in the Hashmatas, he adds on a whole discussion that maybe your memory is deceiving you. Maybe the Maaseh Shoyu was on Yontif, And maybe it's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, how do you pass on the halacha, whether women are mechuyev in Simchas Yontif. So if women are not mechuyev in Simchas Yontif, so maybe the chiyev to bench over a second time, if you forgot Yalav Yavoi, is because of Simchas Yontif. So if women are not mechuyev, so they're not mechuyev to have a suda, so then they're not mechuyev to say Yalav Yavoi. So maybe the Maaseh Shai was on Yontif, and maybe you don't have to. Then he has to kash on himself, it's not correct. Because the chiyuv to have a meal is not based on simcha. But right on a chalamoid is the chiyuv, same chiyuv simcha that you have on yontif. And a chalamoid is beferish in the Gemara that if you forgot yalav yavim bench, you don't bench over again. A chalamoid, there is no chiyuv simcha. The chiyuv simcha comes from kibud v'yoneg. The mechayev to have suda on Shabbos yontif is kibud v'yoneg. A chalamoid, there is a chiyuv simcha, but there is no chiyuv kibud v'yoneg. That's how the Rambam writes. The Rambam is more famous than the Gemara. The Rambam writes that on Shabbos there are four mitzvahs, two men ha-Torah, ishnaim shenis parshal ha-idei ha-Nevim. The two men ha-Torah zocha v'shomer, and ishnaim shenis parshal ha-idei ha-Nevim is kibud v'yoneg. And then he says, and all four carry over to Yontif. Kibud v'yoneg, that's in Dibri Kabbalah, that's in the Novi Yeshaya. Keras of the Shabbos Sonim, G'dosh Hashem v'chubod, only says by Shabbos, in Novi Yeshaya. So the Rambam says everything by Shabbos carries over to Yontif. So the Beis Halevi points out, others point out, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara is beferish. The Kibud V'yoneg is only on Shabbos, not on Yontif. So somehow the Rambam won, and everybody knows the Rambam, and they don't know the Gemara. The Rambam says that Kibud V'yoneg applies to Yontif as well. So that's what we all assume. That Chiyuv Simcha applies on Chol HaMoed also, all 7 days. The same thing of Chiyuv Simcha. One doesn't observe Avela, it's not on Yontif, not on Chol HaMoed, because Osi Esed, the Ramadoch, Esed, the Yochid. Chiyuv Simcha is chal equally on Yontif and on Chol HaMoed. But Kibud V'yoneg, that's only the Rambam says carries over from Shabbos to Yontif. So Kibud V'yoneg is what's mechayiv in the Suda. So if one had a Suda on Yontif, and if you got to say Yalav Yavoi, the benching his Yotze, he just wasn't Yotze the Suda at Yontif. So on Chol HaMoed, there's no Chiyuv Suda, just an Issa Tainis. So you didn't have to have bread. So you don't have to repeat the Birch Zamazan. So that's Rabbi Kevegi rests on himself. What does it help that there's a machloikas, the Rambam and the Ravid and Hilchas Chagiga? Had a paskin in this machloikas, Tanoim v'Amaroim, where the women are mechayiv in Simcha or not, but Simcha is not the mechayiv of the Suda. Mechayiv of the Suda is Kibud V'yoneg. So what did he make? He says, maybe the story was that a woman forgot Yalav Yavim and Yontif, and if your women are not mechayiv in Simchas Yontif, so then women are not mechayiv in the Suda. It's not a machloikas of the Rambam. It should depend whether women are mechayiv in Kibud V'yoneg, not whether they're mechayiv in Simchas Yontif. So he fudges a little bit over there. So very difficult. The tshuva is a pella why he printed that one paragraph. He just said, your memory is mistaken. It's not true. If you forget, we'd say, you do have to bench over. Yours truly. Then in the Hashmatas also, said this, we're not sure exactly. He says it depends on the machlokes, the Rambam and the Rabbah, where the women are mechuyev on Simchas Yontif. It doesn't depend on Simcha. It should depend on Kibud V'yoneg. He himself asked that kasha. Because Chol HaMoed, there is no chiyuv Kibud V'yoneg, but there is a chiyuv Simcha. So I don't know. I don't know how he kriegs out of that. Anyway, this is the famous Mishnah, that the women are mechuyev in Loi Sese Shaz Mangoma, and Lav Abo Mechlala say Nisar say also, women are mechuyev. That's the Gemara by Tosefos Yom Kippurim. Women are mechuyev. Because it's an Iser Asse, but a mitzvah says that has man grama women are put. On this stuff, there's a famous Ramban. He gives you a lot of examples. So the Ramban gives an example of a mitzvah that women are mechuyev in Sfira Saima. So how can it be Sfira Saima? Ein luchas man grama godel misa. How can you say that women are mechuyev? So Aristotle gives to sometimes originally used to say it must be a misprint. It has to be a misprint. We assume it's not a misprint because there was the Maram Chalava was soon after the Ramban. The Ramban Chalava, Maram Chalava was one of the lived in Spain. He was one of the Talmidim of the Ramban. So when he passed away, so his son writes, I just got up from Shiva, and I better write. I heard so many things from my father. I better write it over. I'm going to forget everything. So they have one page. He wrote over this Ramban. He wrote over the Ramban al-Chumash says that women are mechuyev in Sfira Saima, and it's not as man grama. How can it not be as man grama? Of course it's man grama. So he has, so the son of the Maram Chalava writes what he heard from his father, and that's all we have from the son. Said he better write everything down or he's going to forget everything. That's all we have from the son. So he writes this biur, Yeshiva Shehesper. That the question is, what's Mechayim and Sfirosayim? Is Sfirosayim b'zman hazeh deraisa or derabban? So the Gemara in Menoches on Daf Samach Vav has, the Gemara said, b'feirus Sfirosayim b'zman hazeh is derabban, and Taisus says there on the Daf, a long Taisus, on Samach Vav, and Menalef and Menoches, that's the law. Sfirosayim b'zman hazeh is derabban. Why? Because the Mechayim of Sfirosayim is hakrobas minchas ha'omer. So b'zman hazeh nobody was makar of the minchas ha'omer. If there's no mincha saimer, so there's no chiyuv sfir saimer. So b'zman hazeh it's only zecha l'migdash, the Gemara has. The Rambam paskins like the Gaonim that sfir saimer b'zman hazeh is deraisa. How does he paskin against the Gemara? So he understood that he interpreted the Gaonim, and the Rambam understood that it's a machlek is there in the Gemara in Menachas Dav Samach Vav, where the sfir saimer b'zman hazeh is deraisa the Rabbanon. So the opinion. The opinion that Sfira Saimah B'zman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon would say you only count the days, you don't count the weeks. Usually you say mitzvah the mimni yomi, mitzvah the mimni shavui. Say today is the ninth day, that makes 1 week and 2 days in Sfira Saimah. So that's, Abai says mitzvah the mimni yomi, mitzvah the mimni shavui. Because in Parshas Amor and in Parshas Re'eh, Sfira Saimah is described differently. In Parshas Re'eh, it's described Shiva Shavuos Tisbaloch, you should count the weeks. Here in Parshas Amor, it says Tisbaloch HaMishim Yom, you should count the days. Amor says, isn't it a contradiction? What are you supposed to count, days or weeks? So Abai says, it's not a contradiction. Mitzvah the Mimni Yomi, Mitzvah the Mimni Shavui. So the Gemara says, Ameimar, Mani Yomi, V'lai Mani Shavui. Ameimar was at Amora, way after the Churban Bayis, Sheni. So he only counted the days, not the weeks. He said, it's only a mitzvah midirabban and zechal amigdash. If it would have been deraisa, so he would count the days and the weeks. But since it's only the rabbanon, to make a zechal amigdash, you don't make a full takana to count the days and the weeks. But the Gemara says, rabbanon of the Beir Ravashi hold not so, that you count the days and the weeks. So how come they disagree? So the Goyim and the Rambam understood, because they disagree on principle. They hold sfir sami b'zman hazeh as deraisa. It's not the rabbanon, so you have to fulfill. But Abai said, mitzvah the mimni yomi, mitzvah the mimni shavui. So that's what the son of the Maram Chalva quotes, he heard from his father. If Sfira Saimah b'zman hazeh is deraisa, means that Tez Zayin Nisan is Mechayiv in Sfira Saimah. Then it's a Zman Grama. Tez Zayin Nisan is Mechayiv. But if he say that Sfira Saimah b'zman hazeh is derabbanon, so it's not Tez Zayin Nisan Mechayiv. Tez Zayin Nisan is Mechayiv in Hakrobas Mincha Saimah. That's a Chayivus HaTzibur. And Hakrobas Mincha Saimah is Mechayim and Sfira Saimah. So B'zman Hazeh, there is no Mincha Saimah, so the whole Sfira Saimah is only the Rabbanon. So if you hold the Sfira Saimah, B'zman Hazeh is the Rabbanon, then it's not a Zman Groma. It's not that the Zman of Tez Zayin Nisan is directly Mechayim. Tez Zayin Nisan is Mechayim and Hakrobas Mincha Saimah, and Hakrobas Mincha Saimah is Mechayim and Sfira. So that's not called Zman Groma. Zman Groma is only if Zman is directly Mechayim.
So the Rabbanon held that today would be derisive if he held that it was.
No, fakir. No. If it's deraisa, it means that Tez Zayin Nisan is mechayiv. Then it would be. No, if it's deraisa today, that means that it's a zman grama. Tez Zayin Nisan is mechayiv. So this Ramban that he says that women are just the mechayiv is the men, that's working on the assumption that Sfira Saimah b'zman hazeh is only the rabbanon. Because really, Tez Zayin Nisan, the zman is mechayiv in Mincha Saimah. Mincha Saimah is an event, an occurrence. Akrobas Mincha Saimer is Mechayiv in Sfira. So that's not called the Zman Grom. That's, Avnei Nezer has like that, a few Achrenim have it like that. And that's what the son of the Maram Chalava says that he heard from his father. He writes right after the Shiva was up, he writes like that. That he's afraid he's going to forget everything he heard from his father. Yeah.
He
writes the whole Hezbollah. Maram Chalava and Pesach Mosa has a lot of times yeshivish like Achrayim, even though he was just a generation or two after the Rambam. He writes like Achrayim, right? Yeah.
Why is that Svara any different than it would be like, Tosis
has the chitlins, Shemai Rama? Yeah, Tosis asked the Kasha. The Gemara has a pasuk to say that women. The women are put, the mother is not mechuyev to be mal the son. Yom, where's the pasuk? Kashatziva, the second white line on the omen. Kashatziva oso elikim oso below oso, that the mother is not mechuyev to be mal the son. So Taisa asked the Kasha, why did they need a pasuk to say that the women are mechuyev. Shouldn't mila be considered a mitzvah sesa shazman grama? Why? Because the eighth day is mechayev yom the bris mila. So Taisa says no. Once it comes the eighth day, zman grama means you can only shake a lulav on Sukkos. You can only blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Here, once it comes the eighth day, for the rest of his life is mechuyev. Then Taisa says, yeah, but you can only perform bris mila by yom akati im timer in the middle of Taisa akati. It says zman grama he. The ein molim ela bayom kedisa beperikol bris mila has to be done by yom, not by laila. So Tosis says that there's a machlokes there, hosam kemanda amah hosam there, and yivam is dafayim base. Is that true that you can never do bris mila by laila? Maybe it's only you can't do the bris before the yom hashmini baboker. You can't do the bris mila leil shmini. What if it's leil chi? Let's say the moel showed up late. He has 15 bris and in the same day travels from one to the other. It comes one bris is after the shkia. So ready ben hashmos after tzeisal kachavim. So that's a machloikas. That's a very leil chi. That's not leil shmini. So there's one opinion there that you can't do the bris balayla means you can't do the bris leil shmini. It's not yet higia zman hamila, but once it comes higia zman hamila shmini baboker, then you can do the bris anytime you want by yom balak. So that's what Tosfos answers. That the Gemara here only needs a pasuk if you follow that opinion, which is not acceptable halacha, that once it's already higia yom hashmini, you can do the bris mila by yom or balayla. So that's what the other rishonim find out at Dochik. That's not the accepted opinion. So why should the Gemara be following that opinion? So that's what other rishonim give other answers. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying over the Turi Yevin. Turi Yevin, the Gemara has a din that Orel is a perik and yibam, is perik Orel. That's what Tosis is quoting. Perik Orel that starts on Dafayim. So Perik Orel, it says, an Orel is not permitted to eat Korban Pesach, kol Orel ayachol boy. And then an Orel is not permitted, the Koyan Orel is not allowed to be mocked for Korbanus in the Beis HaMikdash, that's a Pasuk in Yecheskel. Kol Benecher Erelei Verel Barso lo yovel Mikdoshi, Lushar Seini. The word Lushar Seini doesn't say in Tanakh, but it's in the Gemara. A Koyan who is a Dino Ka'akum, Kol Benecher, a Koyan who's a Goy. I can be a Goy and a Koyan at the same time. The answer is either Erelev or Erel Basar. A Kohen who didn't have a bris mila has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, Kol ben Echer, any Kohen who is a Dina Ka'akum, either Erelev or Erel Basar. Erelev means an apikar is Dina Ka'akum. Erel Basar, if he never had a bris mila, lo yavel mikdashi l'shor seini. He can't be makar karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. Gemara says, what do you mean? Yechezkel HaNavi came up and he invented a new din? Who gave Yecheskel HaNavi to write, come up? There is no pasuk like that. Where is it saying Chumash? That a Kohen who's an Oral is not allowed to be Makor Karbonis, or a Kohen who's an Apikor is Dina Kachm is not allowed to be Makor Karbonis. So the Gemara asks it in the second parak in Sanhedrin. Adasi Yecheskel Man Amora, until Yecheskel HaNavi came along. Who said this? He invented a new din. So the Gemara says, no, Ela Gemara Gemiri Labasi Yecheskel Las Mecheyakro. It was always a tradition of the Torah Shabbat Peh. You know, Cheskal HaNavi wrote it down in Kisvei HaKodesh. But really, this was a Torah Shabbat Peh. This halacha was always known. The Rambam explains. The Rambam, usually we have a klal. A person only gets malchus if he violates an aver that's dumi delav dachasima. Dumi delav dachasima has to be, we said, two dumya. Dumya, the nature of the avera, has to be lav sheyesh b'maisa, has to, shouldn't be a lav anita klasei. Shouldn't be a lav anita netashlumen, shouldn't be a whatever. Few klalim. What's called dumi the lav dachasim? So then it has to be dumi the lav dachasim, the way it's written in the Chumash. If it says loy, like loy sachsam shar b'disha, or hisham pen v'yal, are the equivalent of loy. So what if you have a lav anisa that's only known through the Torah Shabbat Peh? Let's say orla b'chutz lords. Only known through Asalach l'moshe misina. I think Mo is going to say soon at the end of the parak. So the Rambam writes, Halach l'moshe misina. There's no Malkus. How can there be Malkus? Rashi and Sanhedrin writes the same. And that pegimel on this did. An Oril, Koin Oril Sha'avad, ain't a loike. So Rashi says, why? Because it's there's no pasuk in Chumash. It doesn't say it all. It doesn't say Hisham and Penavi Allah, doesn't say loy. The whole thing is only Halach l'moshe misina. Gemara Gemiri lo. So there can't be Malkus on this. So the Rambam, who wrote that by Orla B'chutzlor, is that there's no Malkus because it's Halach l'moshe misina. The Rambam is in disagreement with the Gaonim. The Gaonim said there is Malkus, If you eat all of a chutzlar, so Rav Chaim has all explanation in the Sefer, on the Rambam Hilchos Macholos Asuras, what is the Shita Sagoinim? Why do they think that there is Malkus if you eat all of a chutzlar? After all, it's less than Isham and Penvial. It doesn't appear at all in the Chumash. Rav Chaim gives all explanation. We discussed it on Dav Gimel, when we discussed the Daisus, that whether that the Revai applies to chutzlars. So the Rambam here contradicts what he wrote by Orla. Here the Rambam says, Karen Orl Sha'avad is like it. Why is he like it? It's only known through Allah HaMashim Sinai. Rashi says, ain't a like it. Because only Allah HaMashim Sinai. So the Rambam explains why. Karen Orl Sha'avad is like it. Because Dina Kizar. What do you mean Dina Kizar? Zar means a non-Kain. Here the guy is a Kain. So the answer is no. The Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Chol Benechor, a Kain who is a Goy. How can a kohen be a goy? A kohen is a kohen. He's Jewish and he's a kohen. What is dina kakum? Either erelev or erel basa. Erelev apikar is dina kakum. The erel basa, if he's an orel, now orel doesn't have a full kedushas Yisrael. If you don't have a full, first you have to be a human being. Then on top of being a human being, you have to be Jewish. If you make a goylam, so the Chazon Ish writes, the Chacham Tzvi had a sofik, the behetu kutz, the Chacham Tzvi has a sofik, but he can be mitzar for goylem to the minyan. So the Chazon Ish writes, what is he, crazy? A goylem is not a human being, it's mutal hargoy. The Gemara says, Rabba bara gavra. Gemara said, Hen tells us that Rabba created a goylem. Then he struck up a conversation, and the goylem couldn't talk. So he says, he killed him. He says, he's not interested in the goylem who acts like a goylem. If he can't talk, so he killed him. How did he kill him? You're not allowed to kill a goy either. You're not allowed to kill a human being. And so he's not a human being. If you mix chemicals together and you make a goylem, a human being is a descendant from Adam Harishon. If he wasn't born naturally, just by mixing safe Yetzirah chemicals together, you make a person, that's Dina Kibbehema. So there's no Yisrael Asirtza. So in order to be a kohen, you first have to be a human being. A goylem is not a human being. So you have to be a human being, then you have to be Jewish, then you have to be from Shaded Levi, then you have to be a kohen on top of all of that. So if you have a kohen who's called Ben Echor, a kohen is Dina Ka'akum, he's not really an Akum, but he's a Dina Ka'akum. Who is Dina Ka'akum? Either Erelev, Apikar is Dina Ka'akum, Erel Basar, an Orel. An Orel has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. The Mila is Mashlim, the Kedushas Yisrael. So the Rambam says, Orel She'ovad is Loike Kozdina Kizar. The Aloch al Moshe Messina, the Gemara says, Adosi Yecheskel Man Amora. Who gave Yecheskel Anali the right to invent a new din, Benavua, that was never heard of in the days of Moshe Abeinu? The Gemara says on the first daf in Megillah, Ein Novi Rishar Lachadish Dova Meyata. No Novi after the days of Moshe Abeinu has the right to come up with a new din Ladoris. A Novi can give a Hayroat Shah, but he can't come up with a new din Ladoris. Here he came up. The Novi Yecheskel came up with a new din that a Kohen Oral is not allowed to be Makar Karbonis. So the Gemara says, no. Adasi Yecheskel, it was Hilchus of Gemiri Law. Gemara Gemiri Law was Yecheskel Ras Mechei Akrov. So the Rabbi is was such Halacha Moshe Messina. So the Rambam understood the two types of Halacha Moshe Messina. Orla B'chutz Lortz is a Halacha HaMechadeshes. A new din, Orla B'chutz Lortz. So the Rambam says, Ein Aloike, if you eat Orla B'chutz Lortz. It's not Dumi Dolab Dachasima, it's not written in Chumash at all. But Orl Sha'avad, that's not Halacha HaMechadeshes. Gemara Gemiri Law, the tradition had it that an Orel is Dina Ka'akum because he has an incomplete Kedusha Yisrael. If he's an Akum, Dina Ka'akum, he doesn't have a full Kedusha's Kuna. In order to have a full, you have to first be a human being, then you have to be Jewish, then you have to belong to Shevet Levi, then you have to be a Kohen on top of all of it. But if he's called Ben Echor, Erelev Al Basa, if he's Dina Ka'akum, so he doesn't have a full Kedusha's Kuna. So the Rambam explains why you're like it. The Rambam says, if you eat oil of b'chutz lo'atzeh, it ain't a loike, because that's halacha hamechadeshes. That's a new halacha Moshe Messina. But if a kohen she'orel, kohen orel she'ovad, the Rambam is mechadesh, that you're loike, not like Rashi. Rashi says, preferish him, Sanhedrin pei dalet, that you're not loike. So the Rambam writes that you are loike, because he writes that it's dina kizar. He has an incomplete kedushas kuna. Yeah. So the Gemara in the first perek in Chagiga quotes this din, that an oral is not allowed to eat truma, an oral is not allowed to eat korban pesach, an oral is not allowed to be makro korbanos at the base of mikdash. Rashi always writes, "Meisar echa machmas mila." Rashi was such a holy tzaddik, he couldn't visualize a Jewish family is not going to perform a bismillah. How can you have such a thing, a kohen oral? So Rashi said, "Meisar echa machmas mila." So Tesis quotes the Rabbi in a Tam. It's in Pesachim Adav Chav Ches, and it's in Yevamos Adav Ayin, on the Mishnah, Perek Arl, the first Mishnah, and the beginning of Chagiga, around Dav Gimel, Dav Dalet. So Rabbein Tam and all the Mesichtas has the same thing. No, Mesech Machmas Mila is not an oral. The only time you have a din of an oral is the Gemara had a suffix, Orlo Shaloi Bizmana. Let's say the baby is not yet 8 days old. So you're allowed to shmir shemen shel truma on a baby who's a kohen. The father's a kohen, and the baby is a kohen. But the baby didn't have a bris milah yet. So if it's after the 8th day, there's a chiyuv to be malhim and you didn't do it. So just like an oral kohen is not allowed to eat truma, so an oral kohen is not allowed to be soch shemen shel truma either. You're not allowed to shmir the shemen shel truma on the baby kohen either. But if the baby is not yet 8 days old, that's called orlo shaloi bizmana. Before the 8th day, so the Gemara in Yevamos, the Bavli has an ibayid leiv shita. Is muta the sucha shem shal truma or rasa? So the Rishonim all quote that the Rishalmi is poishet the ibayid. That's how they all pass. Rishalmi is poishet that it's muta the sucha shem shal truma. He's only called an oral after there's a chi of mila. Before the 8th day, there's no chi of mila. The baby is not called an oral. So this is Rabbi Natan's argument with Rashi. How can Rashi say all over Shas? Rashi and Chumash also has the same parsha's boy. So how can Rashi say that Meso Echav Machmas Mila is an oral, is not like eat Korban Pesach, but it's like Orlo Shalai Bizmana? You're not Mechuyev. If there's a Chashash Sakonis Nefoshes, Meso Echav Machmas Mila, the Chazal knew there's such a thing as hemophilia. The guy can bleed to death. So you're not allowed to do the Bris Mila. He's not Mechuyev and Mila. It's not Mechuyev and Mila, so it's not called an oral. That's the time that Rabbi Natam has against the Rashi. Rabbi Natam says the only time there's a din of oral is also to eat truma, and also to eat korban pesach, and also to be makor karbonis. If he's a mumar larelus, he's an adult, and he's afraid. He doesn't want to perform the bris mila. He doesn't want to undergo the surgery. He doesn't want to have a bris mila. He's afraid he's going to die. But whenever you putter from mila, because meisach machmas mila, Rabbi Natam holds that you can't say such an oral is not allowed to eat a korban pesach. So the Shagasari has a sefer Tur Yevin on Chagiga. So he has the kasha, when do you eat the korban pesach? Balaylo. Balaylo, you can't do the bris milo. So balaylo, there's no chiv to do bris milo. Chiv is only bayom. So according to Rabbi Natan, whenever there's no chiv. So a kohen oral balaylo should be allowed to eat truma. And anybody oral balaylo should be allowed to eat korban pesach. Maybe by Korban Pesach it's not such a kasha because the Shechita of Pesach is in the daytime. So maybe you're not allowed to include him at the time of the Shechita is an oral. So maybe that's why you're knocking on. But whoever heard of such a thing that a kohen oral balaylo could be makter emurim on the mizbech, hekter chalom avarim is all night long. So a kohen oral is not allowed to be makor karbonis, but balaylo he's allowed to be makor karbonis. And a kohen oral balaylo is allowed to eat truma because balaylo you're not mechuyev. How can you say it like that? So the Shagazari says, doesn't exactly say this Rav Soloveitchik's spin on the Shagzai, on the Turiya. Rav Soloveitchik said, it's not that Balayla there's no Chiyav Lomo. There's a Chiyav Bayoma Balayla. After comes the Yom HaShmini, there's a Chiyav Bayoma Balayla. But you can't do the Kiyam HaMitzvah. There's sometimes the Zman Chiyav HaMitzvah doesn't correspond to the Zman Kiyam HaMitzvah. Once it comes the Yom HaShmini, there's a Chiyav Bayoma Balayla to be Mal David. But the Zman Kiyam is only Bayoma, not Balayla. So Balayla, you can't say the Kohen Oral is permitted to eat Truma Balayla because he's not Mechuyev Lomel. He is Mechuyev Lomel. If it's after the Yom HaShmini, he is Mechuyev Lomel. Just that Balayla, he can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah.
Should have done it before, basically.
Should have done it when I left. So the Shagasai, that's how Rav Soloveitchik worded it. The Shagasai, Turiyevin doesn't say that. Turiyevin writes differently. He writes, when it comes tomorrow, it's going to be the same mitzvah that it was today. Even though Balayla, you're putter, when it comes tomorrow, it's going to be Hemshech of the same mitzvah. So that's not called mitzvah sesei, Shazman Groma. On Sukkot, he mechuyev to shake a lulav on the first day. So after the first day, goodbye, there's no mitzvah. And all of Sukkot, he sit in Sukkot. After Sukkot is over, you don't sit in Sukkot. But if you have a mitzvah, that every day the mitzvah comes back again. The same old mitzvah comes back again. So he can't say that that's called as Zman Groma because Balayla, he disagrees with the Tosfos here. Tosfos says you only need the Pasuk, according to that opinion, that after it, once it's a Milu Shalev Zman, he can even do it Balayla. Shalev Sagasari says he doesn't think it's correct. Even if you say Halacha LaMaisa, that you can only perform the mila bayom. That's not called the zman groma. Zman groma is it's restricted in zman after the zman is up. The stop, the mitzvah stops. But if the mitzvah comes back again tomorrow, then it disappears and that, then it comes back again. So that's not called as zman groma. So Rav Soloveitchik said it over. That's his interpretation. That's his version. That's not exactly what the Shagas Aryeh wrote. He said the pshat is that balayla there is a chiyuv, just that there's not the zman kiyum mitzvah. How do you know you can split? He said, how do you know you can split between a chiyuv and a kiyum? How can you say such a thing? I'm a chiyuv to do a mitzvah, but I'm incapable of doing. If you're unable to do it, so you say there's no chiv. How can you say there's a chiv? No, you can't do it.
How is it? You have something like this. It's pending till the
Yisr comes. That's a different thing. The second Yisr is mitle tole v'koy, the Gemara has a lotion, because the first Yisr is there. Second Yisr is suspended in there. But how do you know that you can say there's a chiv to do a mitzvah, even though you're mechiv today to do a mitzvah, even though you can't do the kiyum today? Rav Soloveitchik said, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Chofim and Beis, and the Rambam quotes it, the opening line in Hilchos Malachim, Gimel Mitzvahs, Ditztava Yisrael Bichnisasam La'aretz. When the Jewish people entered Eretz on the days of Yeshua Ben, they became obligated to fulfill three mitzvahs in a specific order. L'ham L'hem Melech, to establish a Jewish government over all of Eretz, L'hach L'zara Shalom Olek, V'liv Neslahem Beis HaBchira. The Gemara said it has to be in this order. So how can you say the Yom Mechuyiv, Ditztava, L'liv Neslahem Beis HaBchira, Gimel Mitzvahs, Ditztava Yisrael Bichnisasam La'aretz? But before you do the first mitzvah, you're not mechuyev to do the second mitzvah. Before you do the second mitzvah, you're not mechuyev to do the third. How do you say gimel mitzvah? Istavu bichnisasam. It's not true. So he said, you see from the Gemara, no, bichnisasam, they became mechuyev to observe all three. But you can't do it. It's not yet the zman kiyuma mitzvah. The chiyuma mitzvah is right away. So that's why you had a Rashi in Sukkah, which the Mishnah Brura points out as a strange Rashi. Rashi seems to say b'feirish, when it comes Leil Sukkos, you become mechuyev to shake a lulav. Leil Sukkos, Yom Sukkos in the morning, you can't shake a lulav Leil Sukkos. No, the kedusha sayyam is mechayev. The kedusha sayyam begins at night. It's the zman hachiyuv has arrived, even though the zman hakiyum has not yet arrived.
Already said that tefillin. There's a break at night, and the next day on five.
Yeah, tefillin is a machlokes. The hatanoim and a machlokes harishanim. The Raman paskins that Laila is loves man tefillin in Atur, that by Laila there's no chiv. So that's what we usually assume, that there's a chiv tefillin once a day, every day. Every day there's a chiv to put on tefillin.
They said in the Rambam that the Rambam, people make a shachiyonu on the Mikra Megillah on the daytime because it goes in the midst of the day. The question is, how does the Rambam doesn't make a shachiyonu in the morning on Mikra Megillah, the Rambam, so he makes a shachiyonu at night. The question is, the mitzvah is not applicable at night.
So, but it goes on,
the night is like a
hetzer,
maybe
it'll be right
in the night.
And just,
I don't know, so they say,
that's
the same type of thing.
Tosis came up with this chiddush. Tosis, in the beginning of Megillah, and Abdallah came up with the chiddush that you have to say shachyonah bayom also. Then the question is, why? You just did the mitzvah last night. Why should you say again shachyonah? So Tosis writes, because the Mikra Megillah Bayom is much more important than the Mikra Megillah Bayom. So that's where Rab Soloveitchik was fond of saying over. Rab Shlomo Levilna has in Binyan Shlomo, he writes that the Chi of Mikra Megillah Balayla was introduced Bizman HaMarayim. Mikra Megillah Bayom was a Medivik Kabbalah that was instituted in days of Mar Triesta. Mikra Megillah Balayla was only introduced by Bishur Ben Levi. That's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. So other Rishonim give different explanations. Why should you say Shachyana Bayom? He just did the mitzvah last night. So Tosfos said, because the Mikra Megillah Bayom is so much more important than the Mikra Megillah Balayla, we haven't fulfilled Mikra Megillah Bayom for a year. Last night's Mikra Megillah was of secondary importance. Mikra Megillah Bayom we haven't done since last year. So other Rishonim say that the Shachyana and the Daytime we have in mind the other mitzvahs Hayom. That's a very difficult answer, because we usually assume there's a marshal like that in Madlikin, in the bottom of the marshal. Marshal says, you only say shachyonu on a mitzvah after reciting a bichas ha-mitzvah on the mitzvah. Then you say shachyonu. You say al-mikra megillah, then you say shachyonu. L'halek ner shachani, can you say shachyonu? But on Sudas Purim, Mishal Chmanis, Mantanis Lavim, you don't have any brocha for some reason or another. So if there's no brocha, why should you say shachyonu? Why should you say shachyonu in the morning? You go on the other mitzvah sayim. You don't say any brach on the others. Mashal has that. You only say shachyonah when there's a birchas hamitzvah, then you say in conjunction with the birchas hamitzvah, you say shachyonah.
since the chiyuv is at night, not considered, and this is as ishas my grandma, by Mila. That's how he's going to react.
The chiyuv balayla, it's not the zman kiyum hamitzvah, but the chiyuv is there by yom balayla. He's called the kohen aro balayla. Also, he can't eat truma balayla either. He can't be makrid haktoris anymore balayla either. You don't say balayla is not mechuyev. He is mechuyev in mila. Kohen karab din etam. Whoever is not mechuyev in mila is not called an aro. But balayla he is mechuyev in mila. He is called an aro. That's the shagas aristan. He is called an aro. So they should explain. It's the zman achiyev, even though it's not the zman achiyev. There is a chiyev lom. So it's one long chiyev of the hemshech. By tefillin, the Gemara has a machlekes whether Laila loves mantfilin in Atayra. Well, Laila loves mantfilin is only a din mid the Rabbanim because Kashin and Shem Yishim Bahem and Shem Yafiach Bahem. So most of the Rishonim Paskan that Laila is mantfilin in Atayra. It's only mid the Rabbanim that you're not allowed to wear tefillin in Laila. The Rambam stands out, the Rambam Paskan is Laila loves mantfilin in Atayra. It's a din mid the Raisa like that. So the Gemara says, whether women is it? Tosus writes in Erevin, the last parak in Erevin, is parak hamotzei tefillin, has a lot about tefillin there. Tosus writes down hamotzei tefillin. If you hold that Laila is man tefillin, and tefillin is not in the mitzvah says that it's man grama, that's what the Gemara says here in Kedushin, then women would be mechuyev and tefillin. So Rabbi Kivega said it's against the Gemara. The Gemara said, be fair, women are potter from tefillin, however you slice it. Even if you hold that tefillin is not as magrama. The only question is, where did you establish this rule from? Where's the mocker of this Mishnah that mitzvah says it's as magrama noshim to his? Do you learn it not from tefillin? They say, no, tefillin is a mitzvah says, say, shaleh as magrama. Women are still pata. But women are pata from tefillin. That's what Rebbe Kivega ties in the Gilyan Ashas, that what Tosis writes in the last parak in Erevin, that it depends whether Laila is mantfilin or not, whether women are mechuyev, that's not correct. So what should be a difference is, we usually assume that there's an obligation to wear tefillin once a day, every day. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, and Rav Elbala Soloveitchik, apparently that's their family tradition. If you all like the Rambam, that Laila loves mantfilin, then the chiv is only by Yom. So every day there's a chiv to wear tefillin. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Every day there's another chiv to wear tefillin. If your Laila is man tefillin, then the chiv is by Yom or by Laila. So it's a solid chiv. Le'ol avoid. It's a solid chiv. Le'ol avoid. So there is no chiv to wear tefillin. Sunday, once a day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The chiv to wear tefillin all day and all night. You go to sleep, you go to the bathroom, you eat, whatever, you take off. So it's, according to that, see, the Ksav Sofer has a tshuva where he discusses, he never understood, why don't we wear tefillin yontem sheni shel golius? Where does it say in the Gemara that you don't wear tefillin? They asked that to the Rogat Shomer. They have, the Bachrim in Europe used to send kashas and shadows to the Rogat Shomer, so they printed all the collection of the answers. So someone asked them, the Gemara in Yivam is that Tzadik and Beis gives you cases, but Yeshkach v'achachomim, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Rosh Hashanah, he said, don't blow shofar. And you have Sadin B'tzitzis, he said, where the beggar shall pishtan, don't put on tzitzis. Yishkoach laka b'shei b'altasa. Gershon is got Eret Pesach, should not bring a Korban Pesach. He should bring Pesach Shem. He shouldn't bring Pesach Rishon. You have a few rare cases, but Yishkoach, Yad Chachamim, laka adam elator b'shei b'altasa. So he asked the Rav Gatshava, how come the Gemara doesn't say about wearing tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni? So he writes back, you're right, I think we should wear tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni. Rav Soloveitchik said, what? What do you mean, the Rav Gatshava? What tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni? What are you talking about? It can't be. Of course not. So it's when you look in the Abu Dram, in the beginning of the Abu Dram, he has this long tshuva by Rav Yosef ibn Palat about, apparently he was the big, the Ravid sent to Shiloh to Rav Yosef ibn Palat. Apparently he was bigger than the Ravid. We don't know too much about this, Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat. The Niri quotes him once in a while. So the Rabbi asked him, what's the secret? Which mitzvahs do you say bracha? Which not? When do you say al? And when do you say le? It's very unclear. The Gemara in Pesachim, Davzayin says, sometimes say al natilos le, sometimes say l'adlik neshal Shabbos, l'adlik neshal Chanukah. When do you say al? When do you say le? So as a long tshuva goes on and on and on. The tshuva Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat to the Rabbi. So in the middle of this long tshuva, He throws in a line that you don't wear tefillin on Yom Shenish Al Golis because Yesh Kach Biyad Chachamim Laka Dominator B'Shei Ve'Al Tasa. So that's what the Ksav Sefer has a tshuva. He says he always wondered, why don't we wear tefillin on Yom Shenish? Where does it say? So he finally quotes the Beis Yosef, quotes this tshuva Sarashbo and the tshuva Sarab Yosef Ibn Palat. They say the same thing, as if they had that Girsa Nigemara in Yavam's Dabsat. We don't have it in Nigemara. But so Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe it's not a kasha. The whole kasha is based on the assumption there's an obligation to wear tefillin once a day, every day. Is that true? There's an obligation to wear tefillin? So he said, if you're like the Rambam, that Laila loves man tefillin in Atayra, so then it means there's a chiv to wear tefillin on Sunday in the daytime, Monday in the daytime, Tuesday in the daytime, every day, once a day, every day. If your whole Laila is man tefillin in Atayra, so there's a chiv to wear tefillin all the time. You go to sleep, so you go to work, you take off your tefillin. So maybe there really isn't a chiyuv to wear tefillin once a day, every day. Maybe it's just a solid chiyuv all the time. They have in the biographies that Rav Dovid Soloveitchik had diarrhea in his old age. He didn't feel well, so he didn't wear tefillin. One is a chole me'ayim is not about to wear tefillin. So he didn't wear tefillin a couple of days. And then when he got better, so instead of only wearing tefillin for an hour and a half every day, he wore for 3 hours a day to make up for the couple of hours that he didn't wear. What had he been making up? But there were 3 days that he didn't wear tefillin. So he said, no, there's no din. He didn't think there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin every day, once a day, every day. There's a chiyuv to wear tefillin all the time. So we wear tefillin. We cut it down to the bare minimum. We wear tefillin. So because he missed a couple of hours, he wanted to be mashlim. He wanted to make up better. That's a shayla. So that depends whether... but women are pata anyway. Even if your tefillin is not as magrama. That's Rabbi Kevega's Gemara. Women are put there anyway. Okay, you got to stop it. Believe that a Sunday is a normal working day. We have Shia. Okay. Whose Gemara did I steal here?
Where is the woman's house?